This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
High noon in the District of Columbia, as well as Foxborough, Massachusetts. I'm fired up to get to the Rude Guest Hotline. Rude makes the most reliable HVAC products in the DMV, and talk to the DMV's own Mr. AJ Francis. Yo, what's up, AJ? How are you, buddy?
That sounds like my kind of segment, the Rude guy, you know. I am the bad guy. I'm the heel of heels. That makes sense.
I love it, man. So get us up to speed with everything you got. I follow you on Instagram, so I'm aware of your world. But you are a superstar in this wrestling world, and I know you guys got an event coming to Baltimore next week, right?
Yeah, so we got TNA Emergence, which is a pay-per-view on August 15th at the old UMB Event Center. Now it's called the Chesapeake Farmers Insurance Arena, which is a hell of a name for an arena. And we're there for the pay-per-view on Friday, and then we have another show on Saturday, which will be two, like, tapings of our TV shows that will follow the pay-per-view. So it'll be a great show. You know, it's the first time TNA's ever come to Baltimore. So, you know, I'm going around doing the press loops with Moose, who also played in the NFL. So, we've been going around, and you'll be able to see the Hardy Boys there and Joe Hendry and some of the biggest stars in wrestling. So it'll be a good time.
That's awesome, man. I mean, what does it mean for you as somebody that played your college football at Maryland, played for the Redskins? Like, what does it mean for you to come back in this capacity now?
It's awesome, man. Especially, like, because it's TNA's first show in the area. It's a big moment for not just TNA, but for myself as well. I've wrestled in the area before when I was in WWE, but in WWE, I was like, the way I describe it is, in WWE, I was like a backup offensive lineman. In TNA, I'm a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's a completely different vibe to come back and be one of the mainstays, one of the main, you know, people on the roster, the biggest heel on the show. And, like, last night, I kicked a guy out of my crew, and I told him he's legitimately injured, and I kicked him out of my crew, and I told him that I was happy he tore his ACL. So I'm just evil, and I'm evil, so it's always good to be evil.
What's the preparation for all this stuff like for you, AJ?
So a lot of stuff you come up with like the day of, like. Like, currently, I don't even know who I'm facing on Friday at the pay-per-view. I know I'm going to have a match, but I don't even know who I'm facing. But I'll find out the day of or the night before, and then earlier during the day, around, like, 1 or 2 o'clock, whoever I'm facing, we'll get together, and we'll come up with a plan for what we're going to do that night. And, we usually have, like, a producer, which I would say is, like, a position coach that, like, we tell where we want the camera angle to be on certain spots, or to run ideas, because you wouldn't want to have a show where like every match ends the same, or everybody, or there's like multiple right. finishers that are the same. So like the producer's job is to find out what other people are doing so that we don't do the same things as other people. And so it's really a team game, man. It's really like, it really is. There is a lot of parallel between wrestling and football. So, you know, we're all in it together.
Oh, cool.
Talking with our boy AJ Francis here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can follow AJ on Instagram at AJFrancis410. Dude, so I'm looking at your Instagram right now, and one of your pinned, I guess, videos is O'Shea Jackson Jr. Is that actually Ice Cube's son?
Yeah, it is. So he's a big wrestling fan.
He looks just like him.
He's a big wrestling fan, and I do a segment called The First Class Penthouse. And it's just my own little like talk show segment. And we were doing a show in LA, and so I come out and I talk about all the great people from LA, right? And I talk about Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg and Ice-T and Ice Cube, and then my tag team partner's like, even Tupac. And then I go, well, actually, Tupac's from my hometown of Baltimore, Maryland, right? Which makes people boo, right?
Right.
And then I talk trash about LA and talk about how fake it is. Now they're all losers for living there and all that. And then O'Shea Jackson Jr. comes out to like rep LA. He's like, bro, you're not gonna talk about LA in LA, not in front of me. Da, 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 da. So then we get into a little scuffle, which helped prolong a storyline I was doing with somebody else. Somebody else came out to make the save. But from that, O'Shea has literally gone on the record and been like, when they do either the Snoop Dogg or the Death Row biopic, that I need to play Suge Knight. As we are, he went on the record and said that.
You'd be good, dude. You'd be really good.
I would, for sure.
You need to get Jeff involved.
I was actually talking with AJ. I was talking with Paul Walter Hauser yesterday, you know, about trying to get into those rooms, you know what I'm saying? So it pays to be, because he's a big wrestling fan too, so it pays to have that wrestling connection.
Talking with our friend AJ Francis next weekend. Go check out TNA Wrestling at the UMBC Chesapeake Arena. Chesapeake Insurance, what was it? I don't know what the heck that thing's called now.
Yeah.
All right, Chesapeake
UMBC.
Insurance.
You can just say UMBC Arena. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not sure yet.
Kate State. So let's talk a little football while we've got you, because it was interesting when your PR folks reached out that you were available. I was like, that is perfect timing for AJ to talk about this time of year in NFL training camps and how hard guys have to work to make rosters.
Training camp is the reason why I don't play football anymore. I could have definitely still made it probably another couple years easily if I wanted to go back to training camp, and I just didn't have it in me. You know, when you lose that dog in you for something like that, you can't be halfway in training camp. That's how you get hurt. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's how you embarrass yourself. And I just knew I didn't have any more training camps left in me, dog. 40 days of the grind, barely seeing anybody but your teammates. You know, physically, the most exhausting time of the year, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. every single day. You know, it's rough. It's tough, man. And, like, that's a different mindset you have to get into. Wrestling is much more fun of a job. It doesn't always pay as well, but it is definitely as fun a job.
I told him, hey, when you in football, you in it. When you leave it, you can't just step back to it.
No, you can't. People literally come up to me all the time and be like, you know, Commanders fans be like, yo, we could still use you on the D-line. I'm like, no, you couldn't. Like, I would be of no service out there, bro. I could probably give you 30 plays, but it would be 28 minuses. I'm telling you, I ain't got enough in me, dog.
That's funny. Dude, did you watch it all last season as, you know, Washington had their best season in two decades? What'd you think just watching it?
Oh, it was awesome, man. It was funny. I made money because I saw that Commanders beating the Lions coming a mile away. I saw it. I was like, bro, the way they've been trending, I was like, if they win this first game, they're going to beat the Lions. I was like, the Eagles are going to be a harder team to beat, especially the conference championship on the road. Mm-hmm. And they were just the best team in the league last year, and I think they're probably still the best team in the league this year. But, like, I was like, man, I think they're going to beat the Lions, bro. And I am so happy for how Jaden has progressed because – you know, in D.C., quarterbacks that play good 1 year usually get cursed, right? Mm-hmm. Like, they usually get hurt or some other things go down or things outside of the building creep in the building. And to see Jaden and to see how he performed, man, last year, I'm so excited. You know, there are questions, you know. There's a whole season worth of tape now. So, you know, is there a sophomore slump or does he keep progressing upwards, you know? I think, wasn't it Dan Marino's second year was the only year he went to the Super Bowl, right? So it's like, you never know what could happen. And, you know, he's got the arm talent. He's got, you know, the players around him. You know, sans Terry. I mean, hopefully that Terry situation, you know, that doesn't ruin what they had built and, you know, how much the offense has been progressing. But, you know, I am very excited for this year for the Commanders.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been so exciting here. And, like, I'm sure you have a ton of boys that grew up Burgundy and Gold fans. Mm-hmm. And just it seemed like the DMV remembered how much they love pro football last year.
Literally. And it was crazy. You know what was funny to me? I don't know why I never realized this, especially because I played on the team and I grew up in the area. I should have realized this. But until they called the uniforms the Super Bowl era uniforms, I never realized that was the jersey combination for all three Super Bowl wins. The white jersey with the with the burgundy bottoms. I never realized that until they said that. And I was like, why are they called the Super Bowl era? Because we had those combos when I played there, right?
Right.
So I was like, why are they called the Super Bowl era? Like, what is the reason they called it that? And then I was like, oh, they literally wore that all three times.
Well, I also think they couldn't just call them like the old uniforms. You know what I mean? How they used to look. You know, I think they had to come up with. I think they handled it. You know what's really been interesting, AJ, and I'm curious what you think. We're talking with our friend AJ Francis, TNA Wrestling. You can watch him at UMBC next weekend. Give him a follow at AJ Francis 410 on Instagram. You know, things went so sideways here, and you were probably living in L.A. or wherever you've been, but things got so bad, and I think the new ownership group is doing a tremendous job of, like, reintegrating the proud history of this franchise and still kind of moving forward. Like, have you seen that? Like, they're going to retire Art Monk's jersey, Daryl Green, all these things they've done.
It's so funny because I can describe to you how bad it got in D.C. Using something that I did in wrestling. When I was on SmackDown, we did a show in D.C., and I was a bad guy. And I was like, what can I say that will make everyone hate me? Because obviously I have a lot of fans there, being from the area, and as well as just I have fans in wrestling in general. So I was like, what can I say that would make everyone boo me? So I sat there for a while, and then I figured it out so easily. During my promo, I literally started my promo by saying, because this was before the team was sold, I said, this morning I had breakfast with my close personal friend Dan Snyder, and the entire arena erupted in boos. Like, that's all I said. I didn't even say, like, he's here, or like, I literally just said that I had breakfast with him, and they were like, it's not boo. So, like, to transition from that to then he sells the team, and now I remember growing up, you had like a 20-year wait list to get season tickets to go to in D.C., you know what I'm saying? So, like, so now for the entire thing to be back reinvigorated, and they're talking about building a new stadium, like, it feels good to be – it makes the city better. It legitimately makes the city better.
You're right about
100%,
that.
100%, dude. 100%.
It was a party when that team sold finally, man.
There was legit.
It was a legit party.
the bullpen next to Nats Park was jumping.
I was twisted.
Dude, specific to your career, and just knowing you a bit, like, but with the wrestling, did you always want to be a heel? Was that always, like, the goal?
To be honest with you, yes. And the main reason why is because I'm so much bigger than the average human on earth, right? So as wrestlers go, like, I'm the biggest person on TNA. The only person even close to me is Moose. But Moose is my height, but Moose is 70 pounds less than me. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I am so big that in the story of a wrestling match, it's hard for me to, like, elicit sympathy. Like, if I'm beating up somebody smaller than me, they'll go like, come on, fight back, you got it, man. But if someone is beating up, someone smaller is beating me up, they're like, all right, AJ, get up. Stop being so soft. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? So it just makes it easier as a heel. And also, like, it's more fun to be a heel because I don't have to toe the company line. I can say literally, I don't have to be the clean-cut guy. I can literally come out and say, I'm the best thing on this show, and everyone should know it. And even though I absolutely believe that, like, if I'm a good guy, you're not supposed to be there. You're supposed to be like, oh, we got a team effort that we're doing. And, you know, everybody. But as the bad guy, I'm like, bro, I'm the reason all this is happening. Like, y'all didn't have this before me. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I can really say things that aren't false, but things that you shouldn't say as the nice guy. You know what I'm saying? Right? And I can be more me. And then, like, when fans try to, like, heckle me at the shows, I can say whatever I want to right back to them. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to being, like, having to ignore it because I'm the good guy. Like, nah, you're going to get these bars.
Do you ever drop, like, the Scarface, like, say goodnight to the bad guy? Give that. I mean, that's, like, the most infamous bad guy speech I could think of, right?
Yeah, but the thing is, it's so well known that I'm a villain that I don't even have to say that I am because,
I'll give you
an example. Last night I had, on TNA, I kicked out a member of my crew who had been in my crew for almost a year, and I kicked him out, and it's because he got injured, and he literally tore his ACL and had to get surgery to repair it, but that was what happened in real life. But I, like, made it part of, like, a storyline thing. And I say in the little promo, I say, I'm happy you tore your ACL. Which is an awful thing to say to a human being. But I can say that because I'm so evil, right? Like, he came out on crutches and we kicked his crutches out from underneath him. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm evil, right? And I could do that. And, like, I woke up this morning with so many people going, I hate you. You're the worst. And it's just hilarious to me.
I mean, that's exactly what you want. dude, this was, I mean, a couple of weeks ago now, maybe it was just last week. I'm curious, as somebody that has been a professional football player, played at the highest level, college football, I mean, bowl games, now you make this transition to wrestling. You're younger than me, but, like, I imagine you grew up watching Hulk Hogan in some capacity. With his passing, and
he was the first person that really gravitated me to wrestling when I was little, like one, 2 years old.
Right,
when you were literally little,
weren't little for long, I'm guessing.
When I was actually little,
what was it like in the wrestling community for an iconic dude like Hogan to pass away?
For a lot of people, like, that was their entire knowledge of wrestling. A lot of people who watched in that era either stopped watching or you know, after that, or like, he was just the only person that they knew in wrestling in general. Because for the longest time, when I would tell people I was a wrestler, and they'd be like, what do you mean wrestler? Like, I'd be like Hulk Hogan. But that slowly, because he became older, that became less Hulk Hogan and more, like, I'd be like The Rock. They'd be like, oh, The Rock? And then it'd be funny because a lot of people didn't even know The Rock was a wrestler, right? So, like, they had no idea The Rock was a wrestler, right? So then that also starts a funny conversation. But it was just, you know, a lot of everybody that knew him, like, you know, had, you know, a lot to say. But me personally, I didn't really have a relationship with him. So I was just watching everyone else.
Yeah, it was I don't know, man. It was just interesting to kind of watch that all unfold. And then the other wrestling thing I wanted to ask you about, and I grew up watching The Ultimate Warrior and stuff, and then I, you know, mm-hmm. Stone Cold was kind of like when I was in high school, college. I don't watch regularly now. I love that people love it, But I don't watch all the time, but I did watch the Vince McMahon Netflix documentary. Did you watch that?
Mm-hmm. No, because I know everything in the story.
That's what I was curious about. Like, is that part of why you want to be at TNA and just kind of allow for this?
No, because Vince doesn't really work there anymore. But
sure.
It's really like, it's funny because like, people expect me to have like some wild stance on like Vince, but like I worked at WWE for 3 years and I had literally 3 conversations with him and 2 of them were less than 10 seconds long. So yeah, like right. That's the same relationship I had with Dan Snyder when I was on Wrestling.
So
like, I don't really have any, like, people are like, what's your craziest Vince story? I was like, one time I worked out at his gym. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's about it. So, but, you know, for me, you know, I like TNA because at TNA, I get to, my character in TNA is literally the same thing I was trying to do in WWE. It's just in WWE, I didn't get an opportunity to do it. And, you know, they had other plans for me and other plans for people on the roster. But at TNA, like I said, I went from being a backup O lineman to a starting quarterback, and I get the ball in my hands all the time, and I get an opportunity to show how good I am when I have the ball in my hands. So that's why I love it at TNA.
That's great, man. Where are you living now? Like, where is actually home?
I actually live in Houston. I moved to Houston.
Oh,
I am.
It's hot down there, bro.
Yeah, it is. I'm the character development coach at Booker T's Reality Wrestling in Houston.
Oh, cool.
That's awesome. I do a lot of work with Booker. Like, we got Booker, the show, like, Booker's, it's anything that's not WWE, TNA, and AEW, people call independent wrestling. So, but like, Booker is, it's independent wrestling, but it's on TV. It's literally on the CW network in Houston. Right. So, it's independent wrestling, but it's really legitimate. Like, it's crazy how much he's grown that company. And to be a part of it has been awesome.
I got some folks that live down there, and I'm
the Reality of Wrestling Glory champion, so let's talk about it.
I love to hear it, man. It's great to hear from you, man. I'm glad things are going so well. Everybody check out AJ next week in Baltimore, TNA Wrestling coming to UMBC. Thanks for the time,
man. Take care of your stuff, brother.
Appreciate you guys, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, man.
Dude, one of the most fun, the year he was on the Skins, just so fun to talk to, and then he and I were both Terps and had just – Terp conversation, one of one dude right there. Mm-hmm. Pro football, pro wrestling, he can do it all. That's AJ Francis. Now, nobody go anywhere. In about an hour, we are going to do Ask B. Mitch Anything.
Really? Hi, everyone. I'm calling all dads out there to tell you about a big event, and it's called the Dad Games, the Olympics for Dads. You can compete for $500 first prize in events like trash can basketball, the Dad Joke Challenge, Wiffle Ball Home Run Derby, and more. And JP and I will be there cheering you on. So Saturday, August 9th, in Upper Marlboro, Maryland. That's tomorrow, y'all. To register, visit dadgames.com. Use code 1067 for 50% off registration. Bring the whole family, and we'll see you at the Dad Games, the Olympics for Dads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried-and-true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. If you missed any of our interviews with Chick Hernandez or A.J. Francis, get on the Odyssey app, hit rewind, or you can just get it wherever you get your content. The iHeart app, the TuneIn app, or wherever you get your podcasts, Spotify, Apple Play, wherever. We're there. Where we're not is a new signed contract from Terry McLaurin. I don't think Terry would have played tonight anyway. But he definitely isn't. He didn't make the trip. He's back in Ashburn on the PUP list.
Yep.
Going through a contract hold in. Clearly, this thing has not progressed. You would have loved to see Terry out on the field on Wednesday for the joint practices. But he's not there. That's where we've landed. Jeremy Fowler from ESPN had some interesting comments about the McLaurin situation. I wanted to share those and let you react, B.
All right. The age and the third contract is the issue here. You know, I think that the Commanders look at that as something that should warrant more of a reasonable price, at least in their mind, you know. And, yes, at a position like receiver where it's about explosion and it's about keeping your legs fresh, you know, that age 30 threshold can be important as opposed to maybe some other positions where guys won't slow down as quickly. You know, I think a Cam Hayward, defensive tackle in Pittsburgh, wants a rework contract. He's 35 and was just an all-pro. You know, not that McLaurin can't do that. It's just harder to do. So, it's you know, you also have to remember where Adam Peters, the GM, comes from. He came from San Francisco where they have been unafraid to tackle difficult contract situations and let it get ugly and play out and have guys hold out, all those things. So, he seems like an unmovable force in that way. And so that's why I just don't see a clear path in something getting done just yet. I think both sides are going to have to be a little more uncomfortable for a while. But I do ultimately think it gets done somewhere. You know, you have too much momentum going on. You already have a lot on Jaden Daniels' shoulders. To ask him to carry the offense without Terry is a big one.
The thing that gets me is this. Everyone thinks it's going to happen, but everyone says, like, well, you know, the position is about explosion, this, that, and the other. But the person hasn't slowed down yet. Okay? And I understand the age threshold, but you can't just automatically assume things going to go bad with certain people. And that, but they all, everyone ends up with, well, but I think it's going to happen. It's going to get done. Why the hell it hadn't gotten done yet then?
You know, it is interesting. One thing he said there, and I want to thank our guy Rio for finding that audio and posting it online, letting us track it down. The Rambling with Rio podcast, I believe. The one thing he said there that stood out to me is, you know, both of these sides are going to have to get uncomfortable for a while longer.
Mm-hmm.
Why?
It doesn't make sense.
Like, at what point is this just a staring contest or a different kind of contest? Like, what's the point? If
the one thing we said earlier, they don't leak stuff.
Sure.
And, you know, I've been saying, a lot of people have been doing a lot of speculating. And right now is at a point where everyone wants to say they know more than the other person. I still think nobody knows what is going on. What Ilk having hurt feelings. And I could tell the team also. The team is not, they don't dislike him or nothing like that, but it's negotiating. But I think all of the stuff we're hearing is different levels of some of the same things.
Same stuff, right.
And people are trying to get one word here, one word there, to make themselves smarter or better than everybody else out there. And I think it's all speculation, to be totally honest with you.
What would your deadline be? You're not a former player. You're not a media guy. Like, you are running this team. Like, if you're Peters or Quinn, whoever you are, like, when would you think, all right, it's my turn to buckle here and let's just get this thing done?
I would definitely want something done for me for the last preseason game, because I want to see some action on the field. And then you got basically 2 weeks for the first game. So you can get into whatever shape you need to be in. But I would like to see something that last week of the preseason, for sure.
Even if it's just so he can go in the practices?
Yeah.
What do you think Terry needs for a ramp-up period to, like, go in that? Like, how much work does he need? Like,
Terry,
you can pick your date. If it's for the Monday night game against the Bengals, when does he need to be there? Or if it's for that Thursday joint practice against the Raiders?
See, the thing for me is, from what I know about Terry and I've seen Terry, Terry's ready to go at all times. Terry is a guy who came into this whole league with a chip on his shoulder. And I don't think he ever knocked that chip off his shoulder. So he's always putting himself in a position where he's ready to go. You know, and I know there, I say it a lot, you got to practice football to play football. But there are some guys out there that just stays ready to go at all times. And he seems to be that guy to me. I can see him getting out there and probably be ready to go quicker than the average person would be.
I agree. He's also in the meetings and stuff. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not like he's that removed from everything. I don't know. I don't know who will take the first step towards getting this done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's a standard.
I don't care who takes the first step, as long as it gets done. That's what I want.
Yeah, you know? I agree. And I still, every conversation I have, including with, like, people that really matter, we love Terry.
Yeah.
And it eventually push will come to shove. I don't know. Like, if you're $2 million off in the grand scheme of things, get it done. Mm-hmm. If you're fighting about if a contract extension is 2 years or 3 years or 4 years guaranteed, like, if they're looking for a four-year deal, that's just not going to happen.
More than likely not.
And
if it's a fourth year on it, it's going to be one of them throwaway years anyway.
Right. Like, so, I suppose what I hope is that they're not arguing over inconsequential stuff like a fourth year,
yeah,
which wouldn't have guaranteed money attached to it. And so really is pretty irrelevant. You know what I'm saying? Fight. Understandably, you're negotiating, like, argue about stuff that matters, but make it about the guarantees.
Totally.
I don't know. It gets harder and harder to kind of wonder what it is they have going. Lanville, if you're cool, why don't we play the Diana here also? Because I know Diana had some comments on Terry, and then I want to get into all the over-unders that White Brian found us for tonight's game. So, Landy, you let me know if we can get Rossini here and her comments. Because honestly, I think her comments are pretty similar to Fowler's, to your earlier point, mm-hmm, of like, we're hearing these reports, but they tend to be pretty similar to each other, yeah, with just a bit of different language. Rossini talking about Terry McLaurin's situation.
Takeaway from watching them is the offense is clearly better than the defense in Washington right now, right? Which is a great thing for them, and it should be. But they miss Terry McLaurin.
Where are we at with that? Do you feel any better, any worse about something getting done?
Yeah, I still believe something's going to get done.
He's looking for $33 million, like DK, right? Like,
I don't think it's going to land that high. I think he's going to return to Washington something closer to what I think Washington sees his value at soon to be 30, which is in the high 20s. That, to me, is the number that makes sense from the Washington side. Obviously, he wants more. He wants to be in the 30s.
If this thing gets to 28 and a half, like, that's the number I've been saying for some time. That's the high 20s. Mm-hmm. And you guarantee 2 years of it, that's $57 million.
Yeah.
And then you convert some guarantees this year, and you've got more guaranteed money than DK.
Make it better.
Do you think it has – here's my question for you. Do you think the reports of has to be more than DK, which means 34 mil a year, do you think that's legit, and do you think it gets there? Because I don't.
I don't think it gets there, and I don't think it's legit. I just think that, you know, that – you saw that was the last deal that was really done, and it kind of matches up because it came out the same type of year. I think that is the one thing people throw at, like, well, you know, he was trying to get that type of money. They may have asked for it, and as I said before, his agent, that's his job. Ask for as much as you can. See what they may – somebody might balk. They may jump at it. But you got to also have that number that you know you take. You know, when you go into any type of negotiation, you know the number that I will settle at. But you're going to always ask for more. And if you're going to get a car, you got a number, you know you'll sell it. But you're going to always try to get it for less. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that number has to be there, because if you're basically under contract, you're not sitting out the whole year, you're not going to just go home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I think the player makes that decision. You tell them. Listen, I always want it. I tell mine. You tell me you can get something, okay, well, guarantee me the one that they already telling me. And if you can guarantee that, then you can go fight all you want. But if you can't guarantee it, then let's get on this thing.
I don't think this thing gets done north of the DK AAV. And I think you got to – Dan Quinn said it famously. It's not a rebuild. It's a recalibration. They got to recalibrate what this deal looks like, in my opinion. And I think if you can recalibrate it and both sides can kind of understand, yo, we're going to make sure your guarantees are there and we need to get you back in camp, I think that's the best path forward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Like, for me, it's all about how do we get this done moving forward, not about where things are and who's making what, because the other side is going to point to the Sutton deal that just got done and say, dude, that's the age bracket we're talking about.
They can throw the age bracket all they want, but they cannot listen, don't compare him to Sutton.
I agree.
You know, and I think that's the whole thing about it. Let's not just look at the age and the number, and let's look at the production. And I think you got to that's when you're fair to the person. When you also understand, yeah, he might be a little, but his production is not what those other guys were.
Do you think it's possible they've pissed Terry off with the Sutton talk and the age talk? When we were at Eastern Motors, that's the one thing that seemed to kind of piss him off was the age
stuff. That would piss me off too. I'm not, listen, yes, it could have pissed him off. But you know what? One thing, you can be pissed off, but you also got to have a level head to get this thing done.
Right. I totally agree. All right, you're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. We're running through over-unders for tonight's game. Who's going to do what? How will they get it done? We're talking receivers, running backs, kickers. Nobody go anywhere.
Commanders fans, it's B. Mitch, and I'm ready to take the excitement global. Join me and True Fan Travel this November with the ultimate fan getaway as Washington takes over Spain. Complete with game tickets, all-inclusive tailgate parties, 5 nights at the Western Madrid Cusco, and curated local events across Madrid. Spots are limited, so head to truefantravel.com and lock in your seat. Use promo code HELL100. That's HELL100 for $100 off. True Fan Travel, they handle everything, and you make the moments. Make the memories. truefantravel.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
No lie, the Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday playlist bumps. I mean, it gets you ready for the weekend. Knowing there's a football game tonight, I bet, what are the boys doing to watch the game tonight? What are you doing, Landfill? Are you going to watch? You going to take a nap and then watch?
Take a nap and then watch.
Okay. What, you going to order some food, order some popcorn?
I might.
Where you ordering from, Landfill?
I mean, it's usually Regal.
That's the popcorn.
Yeah.
Will you order, like, other stuff from Regal? My go-to is Cherry Coke at the movies. Will you get a movie theater Cherry Coke?
No, because that's like $8. That's overkill. But I might get some delicious M&Ms.
So you're going to get delivery, movie theater popcorn, and M&Ms. You want that big cardboard box M&Ms?
No, you get the bag.
Ooh,
bag. Got to get the bag.
Are you
going
to order like dinner also, like a sub or a pizza or something?
I already ordered pizza.
You already ordered pizza for tonight?
Yeah, that's why Jeff Walker wanted the sausage.
All right. How's what'd you guys get? Domino's?
No.
What'd you get?
Pizza.
That's cold blooded, Landfill. Jeff, what are you gonna do for the game tonight?
I'm gonna grill some chicken and I'm gonna watch my boys play.
All right, there you go. White Brian, does Rose let you watch TV on Fridays or is it straight movie night?
Oh, you have to be a dog, a dad, mom.
I work Friday night. A dog mom. I'll be at work.
You gonna be at work? When do you get off of work?
I'm working until 10 tonight. Sometimes it's midnight.
Wow. Is it college football tonight? What are you doing tonight?
No, just preseason.
Preseason, gotcha. All right, everybody keep their mics on. We're going to go around some over-unders White Brian has provided. Start with Mr. Mitchell. White Brian, keep track of this if you can, and we'll tally it all up Monday. Sam Hartman, 82.5 passing yards. Be Mitch.
Over.
I will also go over that. Landfill?
Stop copying off of me, JP.
I'll go over.
Jeffrey?
After what I saw, over.
Ooh. White Brian, you going to zig?
Yeah, I'll go under.
Okay, that's a prime zigging opportunity when all of us zagged. All right. Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt, a.k.a. Bill.
Bill.
26.5 rush yards. Brian?
Over. Bill could get that in one run.
I think I'm going under.
Good.
I don't think Bill's going to get a ton of work, dude.
Okay. He might get two carries for 50 yards.
Sure. Might get one.
Yeah, Bill's going to have that on one drive.
Okay. Jeffrey's a lock for over.
You already heard me say he going to break one tonight, so over.
White Brian?
I will also go over.
Ooh, I was the only Zag there. Okay. Second-year tight end out of Kansas State, Ben Sinnott, 14.5 receiving yards. That's basically, does he have two catches?
Yeah, that is true. But I think Cager is the one they like a lot from Baltimore, Georgia product. I'm going under.
I think I'm going under, too. We're not going to see Ertz, so we'll see Bates. We'll see Sinnott, but they are deep
there. I don't think you're going to see Bates either.
You don't think? Okay. So, Cole Turner is going to
– number 87, right?
Yeah. We're not seeing Bates then. So, Cole Turner, Yankoff, Cager, Sinnott. I'm going under.
Okay.
Landy?
I'm also going under.
Jeffrey, straight overs across the board?
Nah, I gotta go with the under on this one, too.
Dub B?
I'll go over.
Ooh. I'll go over.
All right. I think you're excited about this one, B. Jalen Lane, 22.5 receiving yards.
I'm going over on that.
I'll go over on that one, too. I like Lane. If his stat line tonight is 3 catches for 31 yards, that tracks in my brain.
I think it'd be like 3 catches for 62 yards because it's like every pass he catches is deep.
B, you kind of feeling an offensive explosion the way it sounds.
Yeah.
All right, Landy, what do you got on Jay Lane?
I'll go over.
Jeffrey?
Over for sure. He probably have more than that on one catch.
What is your stat line for Lane tonight, Jeff?
I'm going to say
98 yards, touchdown.
I'm going to say about 4 catches. One of them going to be a big play. Probably about 4 catches, 80 yards, 1 touchdown.
There you go.
I wish Jeff was around when I was playing.
White Brian?
I'm going under. He's going to be on the field a lot. Very tired.
Damn, Brian.
Not sure that made any sense.
Giants okay. Hater right there.
Yeah, for real. Ja'Cory Brooks, undrafted rookie with some excitement. My pick for preseason receiving yards leader. Ja'Cory Brooks, 20.5 receiving yards, B.
Under.
Under.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go over on Ja'Cory. Landfill?
Under.
Jeffrey?
I'm going to go over.
I'm not surprised. White Brian?
I'm going over, too.
Okay. And then we got a pair of numbers for Matt Gay, the place kicker, over, under 1.5 field goals.
I'm going to go over. I think he get 2 of them.
I'm over that as well. I think he gets 2, maybe 3.
Because I think they'll try a long one tonight just in case. He might have nailed it.
And I think where this team will be very aggressive again on third down, I don't think tonight they're going to – I'm sorry, very aggressive on fourth down. I think tonight, let them kick. Mm-hmm. Like, you want to see the operation.
There you go.
Landy, 1.5 field goals.
Yeah, I'll go over.
Jeffrey?
I'm going to go over, too.
White Brian?
Over. They're going to score 4 touchdowns.
Wow. Well, that would be the PATs.
Under.
Yeah, that's PATs. So, what are you talking about?
White Brian, the gummy is hit. So you got him under on field goals, over on PATs then, Brian?
Yeah.
Okay. I think they get 2 touchdowns. I'll go – what is the total in this thing tonight? 35-ish?
Hmm?
Like the over-under for the game, I'm curious. I'll go over 1.5 extra points, though. Landy?
Yeah, I'll do that.
The over-under is 36.5.
Okay.
Under.
Ooh.
That's for both teams?
Yeah.
The over? 36.5. That's basically 20 to 16. Yeah, I'm going under.
So you guys have them scoring 1 touchdown.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.